From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. In New York, Arnaud Berger cast his vote at the Consulate General's office in New York City.
I did vote for Mr. Macron, and for two reasons. The first one, I think, is a very positive change for the France. It's a new candidate, and he's really shifting the political game in France. And then the second reason is I don't want Marine Le Pen to be president.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack targeting presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team asked the Campaign Oversight Commission Saturday to bring in cybersecurity agency ANSI to study the hack. The documents taken from Macron's campaign were mixed with fake documents and then published on social media Friday. French law forbids campaigning or media coverage that could influence the election until after the polls close at 18 hours UTC Sunday. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The march came one day after a young man was shot and killed in clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The demonstrations started after Venezuela's Supreme Court announced it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its decision after domestic and international outcries. This is VOA News. News reports from Nigeria say that scores of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been released. The French news agency quotes a government official as confirming the release in the town of Bangui near the border with Cameroon. The officials said the girls would be flown to the capital of Borno State, Maiduguri, on Sunday. The Associated Press quotes a Nigerian military official as saying that 83 of the girls had been released. 276 schoolgirls were kidnapped from Chibok in 2014. 57 of them managed to escape early in the kidnapping. Another 21 girls were released in October of last year after negotiations brokered by the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss government. Three other girls were also found. Boko Haram has waged an insurgency aimed at creating an Islamic state in Nigeria. Thousands of people have died and more than 2 million people have been displaced because of the conflict. At least 35 people, most of them young children, were killed after a bus carrying students lost control and crashed in northern Tanzania. Officials said the dead included 32 young students, two teachers, and a bus driver. A regional police commander said the bus had been carrying the students from a primary school in Arusha for an examination when it skidded off the road and plunged into a gully. President John Magufuli has sent a message of condolence to the families of the victims at the time of tragedy and grief. The Pentagon has identified a U.S. Navy SEAL killed while fighting the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken. The 38-year-old Milliken of Falmouth, Maine, was killed Thursday when a U.S. aircraft came under fire while dropping off Somali soldiers at a target area about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. A U.S. military official told VOA at least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. Milliken is the first American service member killed in combat in Somalia since 1993. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia beheaded two government soldiers they captured on Saturday near the town of Mahade, 35 kilometers north of Jawhar. The head of the Somali National Army's 30th contingent, Lieutenant Colonel Omar Ali Addo, told VOA Somali the militants intercepted the soldiers when they were on their way to a village because of family emergencies. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.